With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate overwhelmingly passes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
On this vote, the yeas are 79. The nays are 18.
The final tally is the Senate passed $95 billion in war aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Rest assured, America will never shrink from its responsibilities as a leader on the world stage. Today, tonight, we make Vladimir Putin regret the day he questioned American resolve.
We can wish for a world where the responsibilities of leadership don't fall on us, or we can act like we understand that they do.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
And even as loud voices here at home insisted on abandoning the responsibilities of leadership, America stepped up and the Senate held firm.
The package includes legislation that would force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform or face a ban. The White House says President Biden will sign it all as soon as it reaches his desk. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. health officials say samples of pasteurized milk have tested positive for remnants of the bird flu virus that's infected dairy cows.
The Food and Drug Administration stresses that the material is inactivated and do not represent actual virus in the milk that may be a risk to consumers. FDA officials did not indicate how many samples they tested or where they were obtained, but they say they are continuing to study the issue. The announcement comes nearly a month after an avian influenza virus that has sickened millions of wild and commercial birds was detected in U.S. dairy cows. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Port of Baltimore preparing to open a deeper channel for commercial ships. This is SRN News. Another popular children's cartoon goes woke.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, blue heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to International Christian Concern, radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindus in India are behind the uptick in persecution of Christians in Nepal. ICC is also being told by pastors on the ground that evangelism in the country is becoming increasingly dangerous. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is visiting Poland to meet with Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk to promise more money to support Ukraine.
Rishi Sunak wants to emphasise the UK's role in defending Ukraine. The focus today from the Prime Minister is the extra support for Ukraine, more ammunition, air defences, drones and engineering support. He'll meet too with Jens Stoltenberg of the NATO Defence Alliance and offer to deploy an RAF squadron to carry out policing of Poland's skies for NATO next year.
Head of Mexico's detective service says the country is the champion of fentanyl production, contradicting Mexico's president. The president of that country has long denied that fentanyl is produced there. But the head of Mexico's criminal investigation agency says Mexico has been the champion of fentanyl production. More details at SRNnews.com.